Hello there, strange humans. You're listening to the CJH podcast with your host, the CJ Hogan, where we talk movies, TV shows, rants, and more.
Under alien control again?
Fun begins.
Hello there, this is the CJH podcast.
It's the CJH, and I'm coming to you with a brand new report. Marvel Comics and Marvel TV to report to Kevin Feige under the Marvel Studios banner. A new report reveals that Kevin Feige will be taking over all of the Marvel brand at Disney, including Marvel Comics and Marvel TV. Deadline reports. The Marvel Entertainment President Dan Buckley will have a dual reporting structure. Buckley will report to Kevin Feige when it comes to publishing, creative, and editorial decisions. However, he will still report to Chairman Ike Perlmutter when it comes to publishing, operations, sales, games, licensing, and events. Underneath Buckley, Joe Quesada is expected to remain the creative lead for Marvel Entertainment. Deadline notes, it is expected that all the creative in publishing will report to Buckley. Not only will Marvel Comics creative report to Buckley and ultimately Feige, but Marvel TV and their animated division Marvel Family Entertainment will also fall under Feige and Marvel Studios. In fact, Deadline reports that all of the company's key creative executives across film, TV, publishing will report to Feige. They add Feige's oversight will extend to the overall creative direction of Marvel's storytelling and content creation platforms, along with Marvel's creatives reporting to Feige and falling under Marvel Studios. Feige is expected to assume the new title Chief Creative Officer. Marvel's Feige will still report to Walt Disney Studios co-chairman and chief creative officer Alan Horn and co-man chairman Alan Bergman. The report comes just a month after Disney launches its Disney Plus streaming service that will heavily feature a number of Marvel Studios produced television shows. They include the newly announced She-Hulk, Ms. Marvel, and Moon Knight, as we have discussed in previous episodes of the CJH podcast. Other Disney Plus Marvel shows include Loki, Hawkeye, which is in question with Jeremy Renner in criminal activity as of right now, accusations, but hopefully Marvel and Disney will get through that. WandaVision, The Falcon and Winter Soldier, the animated What If, and a doco series, Marvel's Hero Project. This reported restructuring comes after Variety sparked rumors that there may be trouble at Marvel TV following the cancellation of the previous announced Ghost Rider drama starring Gabriel Luna at Hulu. In fact, those rumors indicated Feige would be taking control of all live-action Marvel productions. Variety reported that, according to multiple sources, the perception throughout the entertainment business is that the live-action productions will mostly, if not completely, move away from Marvel Television, headed by veteran executive and producer Jeff Loeb, as Feige's unit ramps up production on its own Marvel series projects. Joe Oderson at Variety noted Marvel TV would focus on animations with the upcoming Offenders series that includes Howard the Duck, MODOK, Hitmonkey, and Tigra and Dazzler. If this report from Deadline is true, Feige will be overseeing all of Marvel's creative decisions moving forward, including live-action, anime, and comics. It's unclear if Feige will also have input in their video game extension, like the upcoming Marvel's Avengers and the PlayStation 4 exclusive Spider-Man. Sorry, I messed up with the Spider-Man 4. Spider-Man 4 is still canceled. What do you make of these reports, changes to Marvel Studios? Do you think it's good and a good move from Disney, you know, the whole shebang with Marvel's Studios? Do you think it's all good? I will hear what you have to say in the comments below, I guess. We're going to double down on this conspiracy episode. For this one, it's going to be moon landings and the Mandela effect. Because I have my own theories on what the Mandela effect was. I mean, technically, the term wasn't created until 2010. But my theory is that 2012 actually did end. And we're living in a parallel universe. And that's why everyone is fucked. But let's start off with the moon landings were faked. It's now been nearly four decades since Neil Armstrong took his giant leap for mankind, if that is he ever set foot off this planet. Doubters say the U.S. government, desperate to beat the Russians in space race, faked the lunar landings with Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin acting out their mission on a secret film set located, depending on the theory, either high in the Hollywood Hills or deep within Area 51. Ooh, we talked about that earlier. With the photos and videos of the Apollo missions only available through NASA, there's no independent verification that the lunar landings were anything other but a hoax. Dun dun! The smoking gun, the film of Alderaan planting a waving American flag on the moon, which critics say proves that he was not in space. The flag's movement, they say, clearly shows the presence of wind, which is impossible in a vacuum. NASA says Aldrin was twisting the flagpole to get the moon soil, which causes the flag to move. And never mind that astronauts have brought back hundreds of independently verified moon rocks. Or have they? Dun, dun, dun. Theorists have even suggested that filmmaker Stanley Kubrick may have helped NASA fake the first lunar landing, given that his 1968 film, 2001, A Space Odyssey, proves that the technology existed back then to artificially create a space-like set. As for other astronauts, three astronauts have died in a fire while testing equipment for the first moon mission. Ooh, how about this conspiracy theory that they were all executed by the U.S. government, which feared they were about to disclose the truth. Ooh. Now that's a very interesting fan theory. Or not fan theory. Conspiracy theory. Ooh. Well, I know. As a certain chemtrail person will say, I believed in the moon being a hologram hoax. Well, that was not true. I did not believe that. I said that the people who thought flat Earth was a real thing thought that the moon was a hologram. And I used to laugh at those people, as always. But, you know, you take what you gotta take. As for the Mandela effect, let's pull that up, I guess. Let's pull that information up. Let's see. Give it a few seconds. Basically, it's about that whole God particle accelerator causing the world to end. So, I gotta have a person to pull this shit up, but I guess not. It's not really a studio. Well, right now I'm in a studio, technically, versus how I used to for the previous episodes. Because of the first one, that was pretty good. Oh, okay. Physicists assure us that we're not living in an alternate reality where Trump is president. Oh, we gotta do this fucking bullshit again. Anyway, there's a theory going around online that CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, experiments have caused a world shift into an alternate reality where Donald Trump is president. Oh, fuck. Here we go. As most people would agree, this clearly can be labeled as fake news. CERN's research captures the imagination of lots of people, which is why CERN has been featured in a lot of science fiction books, even movies around the world. A spokesperson for CERN told CNBC when asked about Trump 3. So, since this is obviously very biased, I'm just going to get into the whole where the Mandela effect examples, including thinking nostalgia. What the fuck? Nelson Mandela died in a jail in the 1980s. Mistaking Berenstain Bears for its actual name, Berenstain Bears, and believing in the 1990s, a movie where comedian Sinbad played a genie, all of which are false, apparently. So, yeah, it's not very solid theory, I don't think. So, I guess study the patterns and structures of rocks to learn about the origin of the formation of the earth. Okay, that's pretty good. I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I guess the theory revolves around that we're living in an alternate world. I mean, look at things like the whole Star Wars and shit, where it's, you know, what the hell's happened? George Lucas sold to Disney in 2012. And, you know, you're dealing with a lot of shit that's going on, right? It's crazy, this shit. But, yeah, that's, I guess. What's another one? It's chemtrails. Oh, cannot debunk them. No, I really don't want to talk about the chemtrails. I don't think that's a good idea. How about the conspiracy? I'm getting all these conspiracies out right away so I can just get past all this bullshit. It's a flat earth. The earth is flat. Let's pull that one up, okay? Flat earth. people think flat earth is real. Members of the Flat Earth Society. Oh, they have members all around the world. They claim to believe the Earth is flat. Walking around on the Earth, planet's surface, it looks and feels flat, so they deem all evidence to the contrary, such as satellite photos and of the Earth as a sphere, to the fabrications of the round Earth's conspiracy. You gotta live in a conspiracy world, folks, with tinfoil hats. Get your tinfoil hats. I don't know which. Sometimes delusions. Crazy. A lot of these people, they get wrapped up in all these conspiracy theories. I mean, some of them are true, obviously, like Disney cooking the books and all that shit. And chills, you know, people actually getting paid to praise movies. That happens. I remember when I ran the Star Wars page, Star Wars Fans Unleashed, I used to get a lot of people messaging the page wanting me to shout out their products and shit. And I really didn't want to do that. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why I actually bailed on the page. Obviously, I got kicked out for a little bit, but that was because of a rogue admin that I put in charge of the page. It was kind of dumb of me. But then I came back and I kind of, you know, the page was kind of different. So think of it like Collider, I guess, where it's no longer the page that you created. It's more of a shadow of its former self, like person I used to know, is kind of delusional, keeps talking shit about me. It's kind of dumb, but whatever, take with what you will, and such as such. I guess that was conspiracy hour. It's not really an hour, is it? We're talking this. We're having a full-on conversation talking conspiracies for like 10 minutes, probably. I think it's cool. It's a cool concept. Gets me of the whole, you know, movies shit. Because they always have movies every day. I'm titling this episode as Drunk Tales, obviously for the next section, but I think it's pretty interesting. Take with what you will. Maybe the next episode I'll try to get people to do interviews. I have one lined up, I think. I'm definitely interested in doing a Phantom Menace interview. I think that would be pretty cool. So check that out, I guess. Alright. So on to the next one. For this next section, I guess, I would just... I set up the mic, I guess, with my friends, and we just chatted for a little bit. Obviously, I'm not going to play the full clip, because there was some edgy stuff, I guess you could say. But I'll probably throw that on the Patreon if I can get that set up. Obviously, because this could be my full-time job, I guess. Well, not really full-time, it would be part-time, I guess. So, you check that out. So, I'll roll the clip here.
Okay, so, we saw Joker the other day. What did you think of it?
That was 2 weeks ago, CJ. I don't know what planet you're on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my half-assed review was pretty awful.
Yeah.
So I leave the quality content for the podcast, you know.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I can't wait to hear what the CJH says about a movie that, you know, everyone else reviewed a week ago.
Everyone's... I thought you reviewed it, though, but everyone...
I reviewed something. I don't know. It was a pretty shit review.
Everyone's freaking out for that movie. It's not that great. It's just
I thought it was amazing.
It's just the greatest thing we've seen all year.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Compared to all the other shit movies.
Well, I didn't see Tarantino's latest movie.
No, I love this grounded feel of these movies. Because, a lot of movies now, you notice it's very much green screen. Like, there's no physics-based...
Yeah, the budget was very low on that movie.
Yeah.
And it did it justice, I guess.
Yeah.
Have such a low budget.
Because you watch movies where they have massive green screens, and you just tell...
Oh, yeah.
When someone's
flashes.
Yeah.
Everything's crazy. You know what? The biggest thing I hate about cinema nowadays is just,
Yeah.
That kind of, that...
That sound effect?
What?
No.
I'm sure I don't have to explain.
Well, the fact that, there's no physics. I'm watching that Rise of the Skywalker trailer, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at, Finn, the stormtrooper.
What if they're in space?
And he's... Well, yeah, but it's still a planet, right? And he's running across this platform, and it's like... There's no weight to it. And it's it's very clear that it's green screen. And he's just rotoscoped into the movie.
Yeah.
And I don't like that in a lot of movies now because I just notice it more.
Yep.
It feels more grounded when they're actually filming on a street and shit.
I really I appreciate that kind of thing.
Yeah.
A lot of movies are recognizing that we're kind of missing it.
Yeah. I also love the whole concept where it's... You don't know whether or not it's real or it's all in his head.
That?
Yeah.
The Joker?
Yeah. Where it, ends in an open-minded type deal where it's...
It would have to. But I was going to say... I think they should have not had any flashbacks... in that particular scene.
Oh, where she was his imagination?
I guess that's vague enough to not have a spoiler.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, his girlfriend wasn't actually there.
I think they should have not had a flashback for that. In the way that they told the audience
about it. Fight Club type of thing. Just have it
No, I think that it's
leave it up to audience interpretation.
Yeah, because it was pretty obvious when she was Marcus?
Or Arthur, is your name Arthur? What?
Is your name Arthur?
Yeah.
Can you please... You know, that's how...
Yeah.
that's how you'd go about the situation, and you could have left it open book like that. That would have been smarter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah.
I did like that whole concept.
I think it'd be more powerful if they did it that way.
Yeah. Instead of the whole Fight Club flashback type thing.
Yeah.
You've watched Fight Club, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. I like that whole concept where they suggest that he's been in the asylum the whole time.
Yeah, he mentioned that to me, and I was I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
That he was, I don't know, I remember the whole, you know, I guess you gotta watch the movie.
Yeah.
To, you know.
To really understand.
No, I mean, you gotta watch the movie, because we're just gonna spoil the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
There's no good introduction.
Yeah, this is obviously a spoiler-full thing.
It's not a review.
Yeah.
You're just
It's just our interpretation of the film.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I thought it was just his mom that was, you know, in...
Yeah. It's even possible that he didn't kill her, right? Because she's hooked up to oxygen and he tries to suffocate her.
Oh.
With the pillow. Yeah. Someone suggested that. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Unless it's a movie mistake. But...
Yeah. Well, sometimes you don't need it all the time.
Yeah. Because how would you suffocate someone if they're hooked up to oxygen?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, it... She had the hose, which is like an aid. I don't know.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a different take on it. Like, what do you think the whole redoing the whole Batman origin thing in the movie again for the upteenth time?
I think it was cool.
Yeah. Usually I'm against seeing that over and over again, but they did a interesting take on it.
There's enough information out there and to know that it wasn't, you know, within the panels of the comic book. So that's kind of nice. That's kind of a new thing that we can explore now.
Yeah.
It's just like, we know that the audience can, you know...
Yeah, maybe they'll make a serious Mr. Freeze movie.
That Tim Burton one
was... It's a cold patty. No, it was Schumacher, or whatever is the director's name.
Oh, I thought it was...
He does really good movies, but those movies were terrible.
You mean Batman and Robin?
Yes. Because he did this movie called Falling Down, or whatever.
I swear to God, I thought it was Tim Burton.
He did the first two.
Retired.
And then the studio fucked him over, like... They always have done with these movies.
That's good.
It's funny because the studio didn't interfere with this Joker film.
Yeah.
And we got a quality film out of it.
Oh, man. Boston Pizza. We're outside Boston Pizza.
Yeah. With the bad Wi-Fi.
There's a bunch of people just like after a meal, they're just hugging each other.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting warm.
I'm getting the feels.
Getting the feels. Just kidding, I couldn't care less.
Yeah. Pizza brings everyone together.
Yeah, pizza is, cultures.
Yeah.
Brings cultures.
Not sponsored by Boston Pizza.
Yeah, we don't really like Boston Pizza.
Yeah.
We like their garlic fingers. Sure,
yeah, probably.
That's a fun idea on a family restaurant.
Yeah.
Free garlic
fingers. It goes from Joker review to pizza review. So, yeah, I thought it was an interesting movie.
Boston Pizza isn't that bad.
He's still... Fuck.
I don't mind it, but I like my local mom and pop pizza.
Tell the people
pizza
how
place.
Much you like pizza.
Our local pizza places aren't that pricey, I guess. Like...
He likes the pizza.
Everyone loves...
But, yeah, there's definitely, like, tons of Batman villains that they could do now.
Yeah. There's definitely all sorts of types of...
And notice how all the Batman villains have a mental illness?
No, I didn't really notice
it's
that,
funny because it tries to throw in the concept that it exists in the same universe as, like, Superman, right? Superman's fighting all these super-powered villains, but Batman has all these mentally ill super-villains that aren't super. Like, Riddler is probably, I don't know, whatever. Like, Mad Hatter is actually a schizophrenic. That's really? Part of his character, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was watching Sam Hyde, and he was talking about how, the Joker was born out of mocking some secretive homosexual
that
was working in the office of DC.
Really?
At the time.
I don't know how true that is. But
I don't think it's true at all.
It's really not.
Fucking retard.
But, oh, Jesus.
I don't know. I tried to Google it. There was no background on it.
Yeah.
That was fucking retarded.
No. It's based off of an old serial called, The Man Who Laughs.
The Man Who Laughs.
Yeah.
That's what the serial is called.
Yeah, it's not a breakfast cereal, Jesus.
What do you mean?
But it's, you know, the black and white serialized movie reels.
Oh, really?
Things. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the guy actually looks like Joker, and that's what they based the Joker off of. Because before he was like just a jester type character. Oh, but he had the big smile and all that, and like the creepy eyes, and that's what they based it off of. So that's a little bit of trivia for you. So as we end this bit to complete the, was it episode 9? We'll work on the next episode right after this, because that's how we roll. But how about a shout out to our little Chemtroy boy, Chemtrail boy,
Roy Siegert?
No, Colton.
What?
I didn't say his name. No.
Oh no.
What do you guys say about the Colton Chemtrail?
This whole podcast is about you, bud.
this whole podcast is all about Colton Lake.
Yeah.
We're just in love with him.
Yeah, he's clearly. Nice. Yeah. Suit your delusions, my friend. It's so weird. You got these people that, it was like, think things are all about them.
Well, I don't,
but
yeah,
whatever.
Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's just like living in his own world,
probably.
You know, listening to a Alex Jones.
Yeah, watching all those YouTube videos and be like, I want to be like them.
It's a good place to start, I heard.
Yeah,
they don't really have much to live with. They don't have much to go.
The sad thing is, I was on board with the whole geoengineering thing.
Yeah.
He started talking about the whole, you know, holographic planes and shit. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I guess that's our cue.
Yeah. Who the fuck
are these guys? Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go into Enter
Boston
Pizza, but
they're like, shut the fuck up!
You knuckleheads are just talking. I'm fucking... I can't eat when I listen to people talk. It's not...
Yeah?
I don't have the motor skills for it. I don't have enough motor skills.
So. Okay. That was it. That was...
My cum is backed up.
That was a segment of...
I got blue balls all over. I can't even...
Okay.
I think I think words, and I say words, and I am a big guy.
Wow.
What a statement.
Yeah. It's already gone way too far. I'm just gonna shut it off.
Oh, we're gonna shut it off right now. We're just gonna press the button and shut it off.
Yeah, it will be like, no.
Not right now. No, no.
not yet. We're it's like, just going. Stretch it out.
Can I whisper in their ear?
Sure.
You guys are beautiful.
Jesus. And on that note,
I gotta get the mouth sounds in. If you're listening for ASMR value.
Yeah.
Just get my hockey sticks out of the back of the car. Get my jerseys. Clothes in the trunk. Walk into my pal's car. Go into hockey practice. With the boys. Canadian dream. Gonna slap some pucks.
He's talking
gonna
about the person
some,
right
can I have some beers? It's gonna be a hoot. It's gonna be a holler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a bit much.
I guess so.
Okay, cheers.
We're leaving the studio.
We're like... At this point, it's like drawn way too far. An hour long. Oh, well.
We're getting out of the studio.
We're like... Yeah. Okay. That's it.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the last bit of the CJH podcast, I guess.
Closing note, I'd like to reflect on all the cool guys that I've met along the way and all the stories that I have to tell because of it, and it's just a special thing.
Wow.
Very special.
So deep. While that music just cuts in.
Hey everybody, okay, tune in next time on the CJH podcast, and don't forget that...
Just wanted a little bit of a little thing. A lot of the stuff that I'm going to be doing is, I guess, I'll get into the satire type deal. I'll definitely be doing that a little more often. If people want to get offended, then that's their own problem. If people want to think... stuff I post is about them, then so be it. But, you know, don't come knocking if you ever got skeletons in your closet. That's all I'm saying is, you know, whatever. But just when I'm trying to tell the truth to everyone, try to be honest. The whole SJW culture that's going on. It's really annoying, honestly. I just want to enjoy these movies, and I don't get why people want to just, I don't know. It's like whenever you voice a different opinion now, it's you're called different names, and I've done multiple videos about this very topic, and for some reason, people don't get it. Like, I try to explain this whole... They're pushing this narrative, and they really are. And I noticed that it really happened after, you know, the president got... I know I'm Canadian and all, but after the president was elected, you know, Trump and all, that's when culture really went downhill. It's almost as if people got triggered. They were like, oh, how dare people have different opinions. Before, it was like everyone, you know, was almost like a middle ground. It's like, oh, a female lead movie, so what? But now it's like almost as if you don't like said female-led movie, you're instantly a sexist. And I just don't get it. But, you know, such is life, I guess. But, right. So... I don't know. On to the next topic. Here's something for you. It's a little bit of advice, I guess. I can end on the episode with a little bit of advice about letting go. Letting go of certain people, I guess. Like my ex and stuff. But, you know, I gotta let go of certain people. Memories of the past. That's pretty cool. You know, you gotta look at everything as death nowadays, I guess. In a weird way. It's almost as if the world's getting faster, like time's going by much faster. I think it's a very interesting concept. But like I said, you know, take what you will, and well, I guess we'll see you in the next one. You know, season finale. That's what episode 10 will be. The season finale. We'll definitely see you there. Hopefully. If not, well, it was nice seeing you. Hopefully, better production value of season 2. I'll definitely be going back and old episodes trying to revise them, so that'll be a thing. Hope you enjoyed. This was the CJH podcast. And as always, we'll see you in the next one. But I'm gonna have that in the end, so whatever. See ya.
Hey, this is Snake. Kept you waiting, huh? If you want to see more of the CJH podcast, there's a link in the description below. We'll see you there.
And as always, see you in the next one.